Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's go out to Indianapolis. Our guy Kevin Bowen got a radio show since we last talked to him, and he's got some Hard Knocks time too. Kevin, are you going to be the same guy that we're used to, or are we talking to Hollywood KB right now?
Same old, same old. Yeah, Hard Knocks last week, I'm thinking to myself, boy, HBO NFL Films, and they lead in with myself? Well, yeah, that was a bit desperate, and now that the Colts lost, I'm thinking to myself, there goes any chance of me appearing on Hard Knocks ever again. So, nice little 10-15 second cameo.
How have you enjoyed this Hard Knocks thing with the Colts? It's an in-season thing. Is it just something that – do Frank Reich and Chris Ballard like stuff like this? Because some coaches don't want to do it even during training camp. Is this something that you feel like these guys like? Because they seem very comfortable, and it seems like you get a lot more information from this organization than you do a lot during Hard Knocks.
Yeah, I would agree with a lot of that. Personally, I'm a huge fan of it. I don't believe in the – it's a massive distraction sort of thing. At the end of the day, I mean, Colts fans, and tonight will be the third episode, they're getting weekly 45-minute, you know, shows of a peek behind the curtain. And, like, that's rare, unique content that are there parts and, you know, bits and pieces of it where I'm like, oh, I knew that, or that doesn't really resonate with me. Sure. But, like, my wife is obsessed with it. Huh. So I think for the casual fan, it's awesome. So I'm a big, big fan of it. I love, like, you know, use that credential, take me behind the scenes. For us, we probably take it for granted, but I think for fans, it's awesome. You know, as far as the Colts, I would say Jim Irsay, their owner, really, really wanted it. He wants national attention.
Imagine that, yeah. By the way.
Yeah, shocking, I know. But I also think Chris Ballard and Frank Reich are open-minded to it. They are big believers in catering to players as much as possible, and this does put, you know, players with Pro Bowl voting or, you know, their off-the-field interests, whatever, it does put them in more of a spotlight.
On the Colts themselves, I mean, this has – I know it's an overused, trite cliche, but this has trap game written all over it with the Patriots coming up after on December 18th. What is the Colts' approach with the Texans this week?
Yeah, there definitely is a feel of that. Obviously, a different quarterback from the first meeting. Now, I will say the Colts have their bye week next week, and it's right. Not like the bye week in today's NFL is like, oh, we're traveling, you know, to the Caribbean. I mean, the Colts have several prominent players unvaccinated that can't travel. So, I would like to think when you're 6-6 and you're needing help to get in the AFC that it might not have as much of a trap game feel. Sure, if you're going to rank the final five games of the season, this one ranks at or near the bottom in terms of challenges. But still, I just – you would hope from a Colts standpoint coming off a loss that you wouldn't fall into that as well. I know they really took care of business pretty handily in the first meeting. And the fact that Houston beat Tennessee a couple weeks ago – you think there's several factors in play that would lead to the Colts not falling into that trap.
Talking to Kevin Bowen, our guy covers the Colts out there in Indianapolis. You can hear him 7 to 10 on 93.5, 107.5 FM. The Fan, among other things. Kevin, like, this has been a weird season for Indianapolis. So it was believed coming in that they're going to be a team that's going to compete, at least here, for the division. They start out 0-3. Then they get hot. You have the win over the Bills, the dominant one, 41-15. And you're sitting right now at 6-6. What is the feel like? Do you feel like you really have a grasp of what this team is? Has it all canceled out to where there's still a level of uncertainty? What are you feeling? Because you know this team better than most. What are you feeling about the Indianapolis Colts when it comes to potentially making a run in a couple of months?
Yeah, I do feel like it's a team better than its record. They're 6-3 in its first three games. They are 6-3. And in those nine games, they've had double-digit leads.
All right, we got Kevin. We'll try to get him back up here on Sports Radio 610, talking to Kevin Bowen. He says thinks they're better than their record. I do think they're better than a 6-6 team.
For sure.
I would agree with him on that. I think they are better than 6-6. They started out 0-3. They lost to Seattle. Obviously, that's not the same Seattle team that we see now. The Rams, before they kind of got banged up and lost Robert Woods, and then they lost to the Titans when they had Derrick Henry. So now you're talking 6-6. Kevin Bowen back with us. Kevin, you were talking about you think they're better than their record is.
Yeah, 6-3 in their last nine, double-digit leads in all nine of those games. Didn't finish against Baltimore on Monday Night Football. Blew one at home to Tennessee in overtime, which is the reason why the division is pretty much out of reach. And then last week, they were up two scores on Tampa, getting ready to go in for a third score in the third quarter, and a huge strip sack happened, and the game turned from there. So it's a team that's had an inability to finish, and in particular, I think an inability to put away good teams. If you look at how they've done against playoff-type teams, they have won one of their last 10 meetings against those teams. That was Buffalo, who they beat handily just a couple of weeks ago. So I do think it's a team that's capable of getting into the playoffs. They're going to have to finish probably 4-1, maybe 3-2. But again, when you look at their schedule this year, they've played pretty good football over the last 2 months. It's not like they've been blown out or, playing from behind in any of these games. They've had leads. It's just you let teams hang around, particularly the good ones, and that'll come to bite you.
The other thing is, not to get too much in the weeds here, but they are definitely in the playoff position because of the tiebreaker. I mean, they have a lot of the tiebreakers there, so really 3-2 could conceivably get them there. So they've got every opportunity to turn that around.
Yeah, it's a great point. They're 5-3 in the conference, so they need to be sending gift baskets probably to Houston and Jacksonville and Miami and New York, facing the AFC South and the AFC East this year. That's six games against those teams. And hell, they played backup quarterbacks in a lot of those games, and Davis Mills and Josh Johnson. And, I'm trying to put some of those quarterbacks out of my brain, to be honest with you. The AFC North, AFC West, I mean, look at those divisions. They just beat up on each other. 1-4, nothing is an easy out in those divisions. So the Colts played the easiest schedule in the NFL last year. That's what helped them get that final seventh seed and be 11-5 and make the playoffs. This year, it's not as easy, but it's much easier than what you see out of the North and West. So now they've taken advantage of it, and made sure they put away those teams. That is the benefit right now, because conference record is the first tiebreaker outside of head-to-head when you're looking at wild card teams not in the same division. So, again, I think 4-1, maybe 3-2 should be enough for the Colts.
Talking to Kevin Bowen, final question here. We had this discussion last week. It was very polarizing. Actually, I think it blew up the text line. Jim Irsay signing $100 bills and handing them out in Buffalo. Cool or tool of Jim Irsay to do that?
Yeah, it's got a weird vibe to it. If I got the $100, I'd be pretty happy, though. I'm not going to lie. Boy, there's no more unique owner in sports than Jim Irsay. For those that watched Hard Knocks and saw that clip, how about the week before? Did you guys see the We Will Rock You?
Of course we did. Come on, of course we did.
Rendition. I mean, that's our new lead into the show. Like, I was thinking to myself, is he going to be singing every episode? There's no one like Jim Irsay. We are used to that, frankly, passing out the $100 bills to visiting fans. He does that at training camp. I believe in Edgerrin James' Hall of Fame induction this year, which Jim Irsay was what do they call it? The introducer.
Presenter.
Technical. Yeah. Yes. Presenter. He actually did that for Edge and Marvin Harrison. So if you need to know what an owner means to his players, there you go. But Edge, they do a parade in Canton, Ohio, like the day before that, and Edge and him are in the car together, and there's Ursay just passing out $100 bills to Canton, you know, locals. So again, I wasn't stunned by it. It is weird. It is odd. But if you got the $100 bills, I mean, hell, that'll help you out in the Christmas season.
I like it. I thought it was cool. John thought it was cool as well. Kevin, we always appreciate it, man. Best of luck to you, my friend. Have a good one, and maybe we'll see you on Hard Knocks today.
Well, hopefully not for everyone's sake, but hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Always enjoy catching up.
All right, there you go. That's our guy Kevin Bowen out there in Indianapolis. Coming up, Frank Reich versus David Culley, the philosophical showdown next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.